You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's Mike Hall. He got picked by the Browns on Friday night. The entire town of Streetsboro celebrating. Everybody's excited. Just had his high school football coach. It's always cool. Like, we have that studio upstairs at the facility for the Browns Network, and it's called the Fishbowl. And it's always cool because you see the herd of scouts walking into the draft room about 5-6 picks before because they're doing their work over at their other office, and then they go into the draft room because that's where the big cameras are, and they don't want anybody to see some of the other real machinations that go on. Like, that's part of the thing. I don't know if there's any teams in the NFL that do all their work in that room that you see on TV. Like, there's all like, oh, I saw the Ravens and all these writings up there. I go, yeah, who knows? It's honestly, that might have been done by a person like, hey, let's decorate it and make it look nice. Like, that's what it is. I mean, they do other things in those rooms during the year, but obviously when like ESPN and NFL Network is showing, like, no, they're not doing all their real stuff in that room. It just happens to be in that draft room, quote unquote.
Isn't it weird to think about reporting to work? Like, and it's an NFL football facility.
Yes.
And you're going to work, and you know there are guys that are like, I'm so sick of work. Can't stand it anymore. God, the tedium of going over this stuff. But that is what the job is, and the team is worth who knows how many billions of dollars, and they generate a lot of revenue.
Yep.
And it's work. It is work. And those guys do have to go in and figure out when you are thinking about real scouting, and not only the scouting of college players, which comes into focus at a time like this, but a few weeks ago when it was free agency, the scouting of all the other teams.
Yeah.
And you have to go over every single piece of film that is available.
Yeah.
That is the work.
A lot going on. But you can tell usually that they're men who can't hide their emotions very well, other than, you know, when they know the lights are on and they have to, okay, clap, because we're getting ready to be shown here. Then they walk out, and there have been times in years past where some have walked out and didn't have a great look on their face about a draft pick. But watching them Friday, people look to be pretty excited about it. I was very excited about, I was shocked. I was shocked. It was a great story. But my surprise just overwhelmed me with the Mike Hall pick that I couldn't, like, it couldn't process. Like, oh, I can't believe they actually took him. I cannot believe, like, everybody in town was hoping that he'd be taken by the Browns, obviously. And I couldn't believe they actually took him. And it's a positive thing. It's a good thing. But I was excited about the Zach Zinter pick. Because as far as you want to talk about like unbridled enthusiasm, I was excited about that. A lot of people, you know, he broke his leg. Yeah, he broke his leg. I know he broke his leg. That was part of the reason that he fell to the third round, obviously, is that he broke his leg. He says he's cleared and he'll be ready to go for all the football things that he has to do coming up here during the offseason with the Browns. I'm excited about that. I also know that there's some people I thought who had to get out of old Browns mode. And I'm surprised that there's still that many. Like, this is a team that has to compete this year. He is a pick. I think he's a pick that will be used in maybe, Zach, I think, wrote about maybe a, you know, fullback role like Nick Harris was. He can play center, according to what, you know, Zach was writing about it in The Athletic. We'll have Jason Lloyd from The Athletic at 9:20 this morning. But there's also where, I like a Michigan offensive lineman. You say all the Michigan jokes you want. I like a Michigan offensive lineman, and I like this kid. And I think that in 2025, he can possibly step into a role and play very well in that role. Across one of the three spots on the interior offensive line, I think he could step into that role, and we'll see whether or not he can do it. Like, this is still a plan for the future. And I think that a lot of folks, when they see second, third round, we are so used to, I need a guy who can start right now. We got to start him right now. Again, there's holes. There's definitely places where you're a little lighter than others. But when it comes to your starting lineup, in a lot of ways, you're set. You're set on where your starting lineup was, and you were on Wednesday before the draft even started. So I like the Zach Zinter pick a whole bunch. I thought it was great. I love offensive linemen. You know how important I think the trenches are, which I always argue with the people who love the pet cats and love the wide receivers and love the weapons and things of that nature. I like taking Zach Zinter. I thought it was a good pick, and obviously I'm hoping that he's going to – I have a lot vested in that. I hope that he pans out.
Well, the strategy made sense. You know, I never thought that trading up made a whole bunch of sense. I think they needed, if anything, to trade down to accumulate picks. Now, they were not able to do that. I wouldn't be surprised if at times, you know, that might have been on their radar. This was never going to be the sexiest of drafts. It just couldn't be with their situation. You alluded to the talent they have on the roster. The only issue I think I had when we had Daryl on last week and we were getting into it, and I think it was the fact that I was more irritated about the basketball situation and the
Daryl
lack of fanfare.
Daryl said 8 o'clock this morning, by the
yeah,
way. Go ahead.
He is coming on. I think I was more irritated about that, and it bled over. But it's not that I didn't think the Browns were talented. It's that I don't think any NFL GM looks at their roster and says, we have so much talent, we don't have room for more. I just don't think a good season GM would ever do that. I think you have to be anticipatory, and you have to understand where you're going to lose talent over the next few years. That's just part of the deal with the way the NFL is structured. That's mm-hmm. part of the deal with the salary cap. That's part of the deal with, you know, guys wanting to get paid as much as humanly possible, that, you know, you're going to lose. They've got guys aging out in certain positions. I do wonder on the offensive line who's going to be here in 2 years. And even 1 year.
It's rightfully so.
So yeah. That's why it made sense. Zinter move made sense. And you just did not have the draft inventory. I mean, Cincinnati had what? 10 picks. The Ravens had 9. Pittsburgh.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Those teams, just if you're doing an honest grade, those teams, they had more stabs at it. They had more darts to throw, yeah. So they're going to have better chances to hit the bullseye.
Well, there was
That's
some,
just how this works.
There was some about the draft grades that I didn't like. And this is sensitive. This is absolutely me just being a fan. I'm going to tell you what that is here in a moment.
But all I'm saying is, Kenny, just by virtue of where the teams are at this stage, you brought in less talent than the rest of the division. So relatively speaking, you went backwards this weekend. But if Michael Hall is unbelievable, and he, you know, is the perfect guy for that scheme, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just heard his high school coach, just heard coach talk about the scheme fit with Jim Schwartz. I'd like to know if he was talking to Jim Schwartz a little bit behind the scenes about
Not
that
sure.
stuff. But that tells you that they think that he could, if everything falls into place, which is what you're always hoping for with draft picks, it is a hope.
Yeah.
It is a hope. This is not a science. Drafting players, no matter what sport, it is a hope. this is a good hope. I think it makes sense.
Andrew did try to move around with the picks. They ended up staying exactly where they were to start the weekend. Here's Andrew Berry on that.
It wasn't for a lack of effort. We were talking about that as we were coming downstairs. It's like, man, this is the first draft that we haven't executed a trade. I blame it on Kwesi, and you can quote me on that, because Kevin was joking. He's like, I've never heard two people talk more about trades involving seventh-round picks than the two of you and not get a deal done. But we had a number of opportunities where we were either trying to move around today, and it didn't make sense for whatever reason. I would not say that that's going to be the new MO.
Which, I tell you what, like, I mean, they went around in Minnesota. They only have, I think, two picks next year for the draft after they went up and got J.J. McCarthy. So there's a lot of moving and a lot of machinations that go around. The thing about the, you know, draft grades, I understand. You know, we got jobs to do. It's an easy way to say what you thought of the draft when you just put a draft grade on it. If I'm going to put a grade there, I'm going to put C, and that's all there's going to be. I don't think very much of draft grades, and I really don't think fans should think very much. It's just, again, it's an easy way to say, all right, overall, what'd you think of so-and-so's draft? I think a lot of them are C's. Some, I think, are a little bit better. I can't say fully F, even though, you know, some people would say the Falcons because of their first-round pick. I'd probably put it there, but who knows? We'll see if Michael Penix Jr. eventually takes over and if he's really good, and maybe they're laughing at us in the next couple of years. I will say this, though. Just because I didn't like it doesn't mean I can't read it. I read them all. And I found one, Mel Kiper, who didn't mention Deshaun Watson in the Texans pick by the time when they were putting their draft grades up. Like all the draft people, any of the write-outs from, you know, CBS, Brinson, the whole deal, it all basically had to do with, well, Watson and the Texans and that pick, and this is what, I'm like, well, it's the Browns. Hey, I know what they did, and I can't run away from what they did. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I'm looking at this draft. Because I thought with Mike Hall, obviously you can see it. It can be solid. You got to work with him. He's only 20 years old. So it's going to be good that he has Dalvin Tomlinson next to him. Because some people said, we didn't have a need at defensive tackle. Shelby Harris is on a one-year deal. Mo Hurst is on a one-year deal.
That's wrong.
You absolutely have a need at defensive tackle.
Boy, I couldn't disagree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
First of all, you could never have enough talent.
That's true.
On the defensive line.
Yes.
And look, this is one of the shortcomings of their strategy over the years, or maybe not strategy, but they have not landed. Some of those defensive line picks have not really been able to stand out, so they've had to go rent a player. So they haven't been able to build that culture of that defensive line homegrown in a way that you have control over guys, 4 years, understand the scheme, and they just get better and better and better in that scheme. They just have not been able to do that, so they had to take stabs.
Yeah.
I totally disagree.
Everybody knows that position had to be addressed, and they did address it there in that draft. And they had actually, I think they addressed it twice in that draft on Saturday or Thursday through Saturday. Yes.
I did have a small question, and I can't wait to see how it plays out.
I got a big answer.
But Philadelphia traded ahead of you in the fifth round to get ahead and take what they call legacy pick in Trotter, who obviously we know about his father. Yeah, they end up going wide receiver, the Browns do, right behind him at 156 with Thrash.
Yeah.
And there's nothing he does that jumps off the table. Maybe what he did at Georgia State more so than what he did at Louisville this past year. And then they go with Nathaniel Watson as their linebacker at 206. Did you make anything of that situation?
As far as what they wanted a wide
receiver? Just that Philadelphia got ahead of him. They were able to get that linebacker, and then you go and take the linebacker at 206 and the wide receiver there. When a team trades up like that, you almost feel like they have intel.
They
feel like they know what you would have done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a conversation. I remember with David Njoku. Remember, it was a huge, big thing that Pittsburgh wanted David Njoku. And then you bumped up and you went and you got David Njoku.
Yeah.
In that draft, which
that's a great example.
Feels like a generation ago, but here we are. You went up and you got him. Everybody wanted him. Everybody thought that the Steelers wanted him. I think that that's part of it. Also, I don't think that they should get worked up, though, because you have to understand, you have to try to plan for some of this stuff. You can't just get worked up and say any linebacker at that spot if that isn't the case. Like, maybe you don't want to move up one just to go after that linebacker, but the fact that you took a linebacker afterwards, I mean, a lot of that stuff happens all the time. If that guy, if Trotter ends up playing well, great in Philadelphia. If our guy ends up playing well, then it's going to be great for us. But I don't know how much of that necessarily has to do with much of it. You can ask Jason about it if you want to. I know Zach knows about that stuff. Maybe it's a little bit different, but I didn't read too terribly much into it. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, a lot of fans want to teach the Cavs a lesson. And I can't say I hate him for it. That and Lima likes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.